we were diagnosed with it. We received the results on Sunday night. It was kind of shocking, but at the same time, due to the symptoms that we were experiencing, we knew we were all going to be positive. And so anyway, but yes, it is my husband, my two daughters, and myself.
You have varying symptoms too. Your husband's a little bit more severe than the rest of you.
The body aches, the headaches, the fevers. His fevers are really, really high. So far, we've been trying to give him medication to keep it down. Nausea, stomach ache, and, you know, doesn't seem to be as much respiratory, but just that very pounding headache. He says that he feels somebody drilling through his eyes. You know, that's how he describes his headache. With the girls, the symptoms are so much milder. In fact, I think that they are in a very speedy recovery. I'm very grateful for that. Myself, still have severe or moderate to severe symptoms. I have better times throughout the day than others, you know. But here we are. We are, you know, taking care as much as we can, being as careful as we can, and of course, isolating, completely quarantining from family and friends.
And this has been a devastating disease for you. You've been personally impacted by this.
I have lost loved ones and friends to COVID. However, I have also seen friends recover. Some of them with more difficulty than others. Some of them, months after being out of the ICU, are still carrying oxygen tanks and are still taking lots of medication and precautions. But some of them have recovered quickly and they continue living life as you know, normal as they can. So we're hoping that we're in the second group. We are not that old, you know. We are in our 40s and clearly our kids are young. And so we're hoping that they will recover without any sequels and that we'll be able to recover as well.
Now I know you, when it comes to what's happening at school, you favor a hybrid model for students.
I do because I believe that we can provide more space to our students to have some social distance. And that said, you know, you can have 15 students in a classroom versus having 30 students in a classroom. That gives our teachers and personnel also some distance from the students. And maybe the classroom is not the biggest challenge, but maybe the challenge is more as you walk the hallways, as you transfer from classroom to classroom. Of course, I'm talking secondary education. When you go to the cafeteria, you know, and things like that. So that creates more room and hopefully less point of contact and less point of a spread, you know. On the other hand, right now, stress level that our teachers have is huge. They are trying to provide care for their students that they have, but also they're trying to take care of themselves and they're also trying to protect their families. And so the stress is huge right now. Having less students, they're able to deliver more personalized services in a way, but also they're able to take care of everybody better. It's what we hear, is what I think. And I understand it's a challenge for families who were to do this because they need to find an alternative care for the kids who won't be at school, or they might need to find time to guide them with a virtual or the homework, things that they have to accomplish. Once again, we're trying to figure out the best way care for our 15,500 students and 2,500 employees. And so that's why sometimes I feel hybrid could be an answer. Before we went full time, we only have allowed 4 cases when we were doing the hybrid. And so we have implemented protocols. We have enforced the measures. We have had more disinfectant and more sanitizers and all the things to prevent the spread. But still, you know, it really is a challenge.
When it comes to challenges, we're hearing rumors that eventually things will have to move completely virtual. Is that something the school district could handle? I mean, that's a lot of students, a lot of teachers. It's hard enough to do a normal curriculum some days, I assume.
In theory, we are prepared. In theory, we have developed some things. Again, I am impressed and blown away by all the things that the teachers have done, their creativity, their education, their talent, their passion, their dedication to their students. They have developed amazing, amazing virtual curriculum. They still, many teachers don't feel that comfortable in that world yet, but they are taking the challenge and they are running with it. There is a lot of cooperation and collaboration between them, and we're trying everything. We have an IT department that has worked 24/7, that has developed the platforms, that has developed everything they need. A student in our district has advice. Transitional kindergarten to fifth have an iPad, and 6 through 12 have a laptop, and all of them have a device, everything that they need and everything. We have a help desk. The help desk is for parents as well in order to respond to challenges and things. But once again, you know, saturation of services. So we will feel that we are prepared. However, we're going to find lots of challenges and wrinkles and things to resolve.
I know quite a few people on the board, though, the school board actually favor keeping kids in class full time instead of that hybrid model, obviously.
We have a school district that is almost 70% free and reduced lunch. And so for many people, it's really, really, really challenging to have kids at home. In order for the economy to run, we need the kids to come. The kids need to experience the real world. The kids need to go back to normal. The kids need to have other needs met, social, emotional needs as well, besides academic needs. They need their friends. They need, you know, they need all these things, and I get it, and I understand it. And I actually, you know, I'm so happy to see the kids back in the classroom and everything. But at the same time, and once again, the stress of having so many kids at once in one point, the stress that our teachers are having, the stress of protecting those children as they try to protect themselves and their families right now is really, really high. Right now, my biggest concern is the well-being of every single person that is in our building, the emotional or mental health, if you will, you know, because anxiety and depression are playing a major role right now. How do we provide these supports to our personnel so they can better serve the students?
Perla, thanks for taking the time to talk today. I know that you're recovering and not feeling the best, but I wish you and your family the very best as you try to feel better from battling COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation with you.